This is the official Caps Chirp podcast, proudly a part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere.
What's going on, Caps fans? It's me, the Hockey Troll, and I'm back with that snack, Poly Cupcakes.
Hello, hello.
This Thursday, we'll be talking about a couple different things as per tradition. The Hockey Troll Hip Check. I'm going to talk about my favorite young adult, the 20th overall draft pick in the 2022 NHL draft, Ivan Marishnichenko. I like this kid.
Poly, I'm ready to hear all about it.
Yeah. Poly, what's snack time Poly Cupcakes going to be?
I'm going to be talking about college hockey as we are on the cusp of the Frozen Four.
Nice, nice. Let's pop some tabs to get into it, huh?
All right.
One, two, three.
Poly, have you been watching Shogun?
No.
It's on Hulu. It's not bad. I think it's a novel by James Cavelli, I think. Caravelli.
I'll add it to my list. What's it about?
I guess it's like the 1600s in feudal Japan. Or...
Oh.
Yeah, or like... I guess there isn't a shogun. And a shogun would be like a king.
Oh, okay.
They had like a taiko who died. And he had centralized power. But he had a council of other... wealthy, landowners or whatever. And it's kind of like the transition of power and like they're all fighting for it. It's like Game of Thrones in Japan. No dragons.
Well, that does sound good.
Yeah, yeah. No dragons. But definitely like the political side. And then there's Catholics and Christians in Japan, which is at this point, which is pretty cool. A little interesting look at things. So it's well done. I would recommend it.
I'll check that out.
Because you got Hulu, right?
Yes, I do. Disney Plus ESPN package.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, so 10 out of 10 would recommend. What do you say we talk about my favorite young adult?
I'm ready for it.
This is the Hockey Troll Hip Check.
So, Caps fans, I think Pauly can tell you, I don't really get excited for rookies. I'm not really hype on rookies. I like to see where they end up. And honestly, for a long while, the Washington Capitals haven't had that many exciting rookies because we were mortgaging the future to make playoff runs. So, I will say I am very hyped about Ivan Marishnichenko. Pauly, you can confirm, though, that I do not get hype on rookies, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the last couple of years, it's been us kind of going to bat against Connor McMichael fans. Not that we didn't like him, just that we knew he wasn't ready, and the NHL isn't the place for him to develop. The AHL is there for a reason.
Right, especially in a primarily because of the situation the Washington Capitals were in. You know, we were still win now 3 years ago, right? Like the past two. And obviously last year was a little bit of a wake-up call, but, you know, the fact remains that, you know, there's great young stars or budding young talent on the Washington Capitals who 4 years ago were coming out of the worst farm system in the entire league, the worst talent pool in the farm for the entire league. Do you remember reading about that, Pauly?
I actually do not remember that.
Oh, really? Yeah, there was an article that came out that ranked a bunch of scouts ranked like and writers ranked like our prospect pools, like all every team. We were dead last. And then we go off and win a Calder Cup and now everybody's like dick riding us a little bit.
Yeah, right. Take that.
Yeah, right. You know, but I will say this. I wasn't hype on McMichael because his whole kind of like shtick is that he's a little softer. I mean, I guess that was his knock, but he's an incredible talent, good shooter, decent finisher, but also like a smart player who can, you know, work hard. And obviously he's got the pedigree being on the Canadian national team. Hendrix LaPierre, kind of a similar situation. He fell in the draft along with McMichael. We picked him up and he's been doing really, really well. And that's great. But I definitely think that those guys and Miro as well had that opportunity last year to go off and win a championship in the A. And I think that all of them grew pretty exponentially. But I just love what Miro is bringing, man. I mean, when was the last time you saw a young rookie going out there and just like finishing every check, you know, playing a little old school, but also getting into these really tight areas with the puck and without it and paying the price? I really like how tough he is, right? I mean, you know, we're talking about a guy who just beat cancer. So I guess it is true. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Well, I mean, for the Caps, definitely haven't seen that in a while, I don't feel like. I mean, Protas has played a pretty gutsy game from the beginning, but this kid looks special.
Yeah, I mean, he's got his shot's good. I like his vision offensively. And I definitely think that I just get the feeling that, you know, every stride this guy takes, he doesn't take for granted. He's playing with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. He was projected to go like top five, top 10 when he went. He slipped all the way to 20 when we snatched him in 2022. And it was because of his diagnosis, unfortunately. And, you know, he went out, beat Hodgkin's lymphoma, and now he's back. And looking great, man. I like it a lot. I think that he's a promising young guy. And I'm actually, like, this is the first rookie I've been excited about in a long, long time. So, you know, can't wait to see. And again, you know, Burakovsky, Varana, those guys were both rookies and at one point. But I honestly think I'm more hype about Miro than I am about like Varana, Burakovsky. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I like what I've seen so far from him. I mean, it's only been a couple games, but he looks good out there. He seems like he's with the speed of the game. He's not afraid of the contact, and he's creating both off of his stick and assists. So I like it so far.
Yeah. No doubt. all right. Well, I don't know. That's all I really wanted to talk about is like how much I like this guy. I think that he's definitely going to be somebody on this team. And, you know, he's playing behind Ovi, right, in that left wing position, I believe. They're probably looking for some sort of Ovechkin replacement. And I think they've been searching for that throughout the draft for years now. You know, to say he's the next Ovi is probably a little bit of a stretch and hyperbole, but to say like he's going to be maybe someone who slots in that position on a first line wing status, maybe, you know, once Ovechkin's gone, that would be awesome, right? That would be a huge piece that we would have found through our own draft, which is huge when it comes to the business of it, trying to go out and having that money, because right now, he's on an entry-level contract, Paulie. He's getting 1.7, but he only counts $950,000 against the cap for the next 3 years. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that. That's nice.
Yeah, and have you been hearing about like his the Caps have an option. If he plays 10 games in the NHL, he's going to have to – for like his contract the year is burnt. He could be sent back down to Hershey before that 10-game mark is met. And the contract would slide. So the start of his entry-level contract wouldn't start until next year. So we'd have him for basically kind of a free year. I mean, obviously, he counted against the cap, but it becomes like more of like a four-year contract, even though it's only three.
I think we could expect to see him being shipped down then.
Yeah. Okay. That's hilarious. That I agree. Because there's also guys that McClellan needs to see right now, right? Ethan Frank, you know, all these other guys that have been left to you know, chill in Hershey. There's definitely people that I think management wants to see, and the way that the season's shaping up right now, you know, I mean, we're controlling our own destiny, but we're running through a gauntlet down the stretch. I definitely think you're right, Paul. I think that we're not going to burn the year. I just don't think that makes business sense.
No, especially not, you know, where the Caps are in the standings. I don't know, I mean, if the Caps were looking at a division title right now, might be a different story.
Right. Absolutely. but yeah, so either way, I think that it's good if we let him back in. Now, what the Washington Capitals could do, and they made a quick send down and then right back up on paper. They made a couple paper moves to remain within compliance earlier in this month. But as of right now, the Washington Capitals could just bench him, healthy scratch him for the rest of the season, or they could send him down. Ultimately, I think that the reason that they sent him down was so that he would be eligible for playoffs. And I think that giving him another whack at a Calder Cup is probably what's going to happen, and probably really good for him, man. What if he wins again? Then it's just like, man, it's automatic, right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that'd be good for his confidence. It would give him a little more guts when it comes to playoff time for the NHL. I mean, I know it's a different league, but I feel like Calder Cup experience in the playoffs is better than no playoff experience when it comes to the NHL playoffs.
Exactly. And I think that Hershey is obviously a well-run team. So he's going to learn down there, and he's going to be able to, like you said, build confidence. He can make mistakes down there and learn from them and not have to make those same mistakes up here, you know? So, yeah. I think that you're right. I think he'll go down, and I don't care. I love it, man. I think that he's definitely somebody that's caught my eye, and we may be looking at a first line, second line future winger for us.
And I like that. I mean, it's been a small sample size, but you know, I think he could be something real great for the Caps in the future.
Awesome. All right. Well, yeah. I guess that's it for me as far as just gassing up. watch him like suck for like a whole year. Another Kuznetsov off or something crazy.
You and your prophetic words.
Yeah, okay. I shouldn't even put that out in the universe. He's going to be a stud. I fully believe it. All right, Caps fans, we do have to pay the bills. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024. All rights reserved. Pauly, feed me.
I gotcha.
It's snack time with Pauly Cupcakes.
Bro, our intro music's so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
I love it. Don't get me wrong. We hope you love it too, Caps fans, but what were we thinking?
we were thinking free.
Yeah, right. Right. And also, I do love it. I don't care.
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
What's in the NCAA? I had to spin the hat around because if we're talking college hockey, got to show off my Irish logo,
oh my
Notre
God,
Dame,
dude.
Who will probably not make the tournament.
Good.
So, yeah, they would have had to make a run in the conference tournament, and they lost in the first round to Michigan. So, they're not going to make it. But so we're getting ready for the NCAA tournament, which, unlike college basketball, which has, I believe it's 68 teams now because there's a play-in round, but 64 bids.
Mm-hmm.
The hockey tournament is 16 teams. So, you know, imagine if the basketball tournament just started with the Sweet 16.
Right.
So it's single loss elimination, and usually it's the first two rounds are in a weekend, and then the Frozen Four usually happens the first weekend of April. And so of these 16 teams, six teams are guaranteed a spot when they win their conference tournament, and then the remaining 10 slots are filled, at large rankings. So, you know, they use what's called pairwise, which I believe is, it's probably similar to how the BCS was for football, combination of votes and, you know, computer.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the Big Ten champions were Michigan. They went in and beat Minnesota. The Hockey East champions, Boston University. The NCHC was won by St. Cloud State. The ECAC was won by Colgate. The CCHA was won by Minnesota State. And the Atlantic Hockey Conference was won by Kansas. I don't know if that's how you say it, but might just be Kansas. But anyway, those are your six guaranteed spots. Kansas, Minnesota State, Colgate, St. Cloud, BU, and Michigan. So of the remaining 10 teams, Ryan Leonard's Boston College at the last ranking, they were number one. And then Denver at number three, Michigan State at four, North Dakota at five, Minnesota six, Quinnipiac seven, Maine is at eight, Wisconsin nine, Colorado College at 10, Omaha at 12, Providence is 13, Western Michigan 14. So if you're keeping track, I only mentioned a couple of conference winners in there. The real big one is not mentioned or not in the top 20, Atlantic Hockey winner, Kansas. They're going to make it. They weren't even receiving votes in their ranking.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, actually, they beat Holy Cross to win their conference. Holy Cross was 23rd in the pairwise. Oh my gosh. I just keep scrolling. They were 57th. The 57th team in the nation is going to make the tournament because they won their conference.
Hey, I mean, I kind of like that though, right? It adds, you know.
Yeah. It puts real incentive on your conference tournament.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I think that I would think Boston College gets in. I'm surprised they didn't win.
Yeah. Well, okay. So Colgate, they're 32nd overall in the pairwise. They won their conference as well. Boston College being number one overall. BU, I believe. Oh, no. Boston University was one in the tournament. So must have been based on conference rankings to do the seeding. But yeah, BC did not make the championship. Boston College is definitely a shoe-in. You know, they've been towards the top pretty much the whole season. Boston right. College is kind of like last year's Michigan, it feels like.
Yeah. Tons of studs on that team this year.
Yeah. Stocked with NHL draft picks. I believe Michigan did lose the Big Ten tournament last year.
Okay. Yeah. I think you're right.
You know, so then, you know, North Dakota, Michigan State, Denver, three big college hockey names there. Wisconsin, Maine. I mean, I think when I look at this pairwise, those remaining 10 spots, there's quite a few going to go to the Big Ten. And then, as they say in Miracle, a lot of Boston and Minnesota going to be there too.
Sure. Yeah. Interesting.
So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see those lower teams matching up against some of these big squads after winning their conference tournament.
Yeah, I'd love to see University of Omaha get in. But they're out of they're 12th, so probably a far reach for them.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be probably on the outside looking in. Now, I mean, there's always controversy. You know, they still do the committee. So, actually, 2021, I believe it was, Notre Dame got selected, and there was a lot of chatter on Twitter about how they shouldn't have even been in there. I know. So they ended up having to forfeit their first round because they had positive COVID tests. And that's what a lot of the comments were on the post, is they shouldn't even been there. Like, there was, I think a lot of people thought Army should have been in instead of Notre Dame. So you still get the drama like you do in the other college sports. There's a selection committee, but it should be pretty cut and dry. I think the, you know, I'm hoping for some March Madness, some Cinderella story, you know, some of these lower teams, Colgate, Kansas, to pull off some kind of crazy run would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, of course, I'm sure Caps fans will be rooting for Boston College because Ryan Leonard there is putting together a monster of a season. You know, it's funny. McClellan said that he thought Leonard was ready for the NHL. So Ryan Leonard may do 1 year of college and then bounce.
I mean, look to be, you know, or be looking to see if he signs as soon as Boston College is either eliminated or once the tournament's over.
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, Cale Makar, he did that. He lost the national championship and then joined the Avalanche. He may have gotten one or two regular season games in and then hit the playoffs, and I think they made the second round. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Ryan Leonard suits up for the Capitals this season.
Ooh, that would be kind of sick, for sure.
Yeah, the Caps haven't had really that happen with a college hockey player, I don't think.
Nope. That might be the... trying to think. That's a good point. He might be the first, at least in a while. But
I mean, the Capitals they haven't had a whole lot of guys come right out of college. Most of the college guys have gone to Hershey.
Yeah. Yep. And they're all older. See, dude, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, I get that, you know, people like guys that are in our farm system, man, but they're there for a reason. I mean, you look at the type of dominance, because if you look back at just, I mean, good hockey players who aren't, you know, superstars necessarily of their time, you know, they in the lower, like in AAA all the way up to college, if they played in college, or into juniors, which would be like the Western, or, you know, a major junior league in college, or I mean in Canada or the US, they were like, they would, their stats would like lead the league. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They would easily lead their team. Typically, those are the type of guys that are going to the NHL.
Yeah. And, I mean, the Caps don't get them often.
Right. And we've sold any, I guess, potential of that, in our conquest for championships. But, you know, I think overall, the Washington Capitals have done, are doing an okay job of, you know, transitioning here. I think this offseason will be interesting for them, depending on what they do. I mean, they have a lot of options. I think that they have a lot of draft stock as well. And I mean, in the ultimate worst, you just keep the draft pick and you use it, you know?
Right.
But those are things that can come in handy, like during a draft, if you want to move up, you can throw a pick at somebody, you know what I mean? Like kind of things to have in your pocket. So, it's definitely been interesting. And I mean, are you hype on the young guys that are with the Caps right now? I know we're kind of shifting the segment a bit, but
I mean, I'm pretty excited about Ryan Leonard. I'm excited about Miro, and I think LaPierre, McMichael, and Protas have all had pretty great seasons. Well, not great seasons, but they've had good seasons.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I would agree. And then, you also have like Alexiev on the blue line, who's been all right, and then a young guy in Sandin and Bear. So, you know, if you kind of think about this team 5 years down the road, those are probably guys who, if they were still there, would be kind of playing an elevated level. And hopefully those are the guys that we're going to see improvements from, right?
Right. Yeah.
And, yeah. So interesting to see, man. I love it. I love the NCAA chatter. Who do you think is going to win? Like, is there smart money on any team?
I don't know, really. I mean, crazy things happen in the tournament. It's just like any other sport.
Especially single elimination.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't have a bad bet voting for or rooting for either Boston team. I'll tell you that. And Michigan looks pretty good, too. I think maybe it's their year. They get rid of all the studs and now they'll win.
Right.
I mean, they still have studs.
Right.
But I'd probably go with one of the Boston teams. And that's up in Massachusetts, their tournament. And the women's Frozen Four, the Frozen Four itself, is this coming weekend, the 22nd. So Ohio State's playing Clarkson, and Colgate is playing Wisconsin. And then the championship will be on the 24th. The women's game should be somewhere on ESPN, if not ESPN Plus. And the same thing with the men's tournament. ESPN covers the college tournaments.
Nice. And when's the men's again?
It starts, I think it's next weekend. Because it's, the Frozen Four begins March 28th.
Okay, 10 days from today.
So the first round is March 28th, 29th, and the second round is the 30th, 31st. They get a week off, and then April 11th and 13th.
Gotcha. All right. Well,
which it's in St. Paul, Minnesota. I got that wrong. The men's is not in Massachusetts. It's in St. Paul.
Okay. Sick. Probably a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll We'll give you an update on who won the national championship in the women's game next week. And I'll probably talk about college hockey again because we'll actually have the bracket by then.
Cool. Good stuff. All right, Caps fans, until Monday, Hockey Trail Poly Cupcakes, signing off.
Bye.
Hey, Caps fans. Thanks for tuning in to the official Caps Chirp podcast, repping the greatest team in the NHL. Follow me, the Hockey Troll, at Hockey Trollin on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
You follow me, Poly Cupcakes, at Poly_Cupcakes on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Special thanks to the Hockey Podcast Network at HockeyPodNet on social and thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. Every team, everywhere. Check them out, or we're not friends anymore.